Hi, I'm Jette. I'm going to tell you a story of a moment that happened to me and why. Or one thing that I would like to say before I'm going to tell you the story is that I'm a queer feminist and I've been dealing with feminist issues for quite a long time. I have studied gender for a long time. It's a big topic that I'm very interested in, and I consider myself being quite an aware person. So it's not something, well, anyway, that's good to know up front. And the story I want to tell you happened. I used to go to my dear dentist in Neukölln, and my girlfriend also used to go to her, and she's lovely. But then at some point we changed and went to a new dentist in Schöneberg. And it's a glamorous, grand waiting room where I sat, and I felt quite glamorous because it's spectacularly big and everyone's very friendly. And then the dentist, a male person, came to pick me up, and he looked very competent, young. And so I sat down in that dentist room and I told him, like, oh yeah, I need to do this and that tooth needs to come out, and actually I've got this hole there and I probably need to get a tooth replacement here. And so I was telling him my whole history of my teeth, and then he always kept looking at me and smiling at me. And then at some point he said, oh, sorry to interrupt you, you will have to tell this to the doctor again. And then I didn't quite know what to say. And then I realized, he wasn't the actual dentist. He was the assistant. And then it got to me again how, even though I'm a very gender-aware person, it proved to me this example that I presumed him being male, that he was the dentist. And I didn't think about this. It just didn't appear to me that he could be the dentist assistant, because from all my knowledge, of course, I know female dentists and I know male dentists, but I have never experienced a male red dentist assistant. And struck me again, because, you know, it's always in German language it's different, because you can either use the female form or not the female form, or the all-inclusive form, sister, or the little gap. But it was such an interesting example for me again that how deep this understanding of images we have in us, and how much of a sexist I am. And though, of course, I don't want to be. And for me, this is a very clear example of, and you, of course, you can have all of these situations many, many, many times in lots of different situations as well. Also considering ableism, considering racism, that how much of that actually is in us, although we're not aware. And so that's for me a moment or a story that proves to me myself how unaware we are and how important it is to use an all-inclusive language.